Hello and welcome to episode 23 of Character Flaw. Joining us today we have...
My name is Tristan and I'm playing as Auriel the Elven Ranger.
My name is Josh. I am playing as the breathtaking Balthazar. Shut the fuck up. Nope, not Tucker.
Tucker.
Nope.
And I'm Arcee and I'm playing Saddle the Assassin.
I'm Debbie and I'm playing Fenn the Dragonborn Paladin.
And I am Charles, your host and Dungeon Master. We are going to be playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons on the 5th edition engine in a homebrewed steampunk Far Eastern setting called Ryunoji. Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious split the loot from the dragon's hoard. Auriel wound up with a fancy new bow that makes him smell like seawater. Fenn got some more steampunk gadgets in the form of night vision goggles. The breathtaking Balthazar got some special dust, and Sado just rolled around in gold. They also may or may not have definitely taken all of the dragon's eggs. Viti then rode into Budanoki, where they got to explore the place BTP grew up. Fenn was offered help and support from the Justicars in town for the very first time. Auriel and Uncommon got sloshed at Allen's dance hall, and Sado and BTB got to meet Hockey. It was Hockey, an old friend of BTB, revealed that the breathtaking Balthazar's real name is Tucker. But now it is time for the moment Tucker has been dreading for years, visiting his parents.
No.
Well, didn't we, like...
You were gonna go knock on their door at midnight.
He was gonna go.
Oh, I was absolutely going
to go. Was gonna go.
You guys were about to go knock on the door at midnight, but I believe you decided to instead go and.
I told you to knock yourself out. I was like, go for it.
You went and got rooms at the Cranky Gator just so you could sleep. So.
Collected the shit faced couple.
The shit faced Auriel and Uncommon, yes. And
We threw them in a room.
And they're both drunk. Ariel, I have a feeling I know what it was that you wanted to do.
Yes.
I think you mentioned.
Yes.
So.
Get sloppy.
I had the pickle.
So, everybody wakes up in the morning, and it's rather early in the morning. So,
Viscous.
Ariel. Ariel, could you roll me a constitution save, please?
Bridget looks mad at me.
That's a 12.
It's a 12. Okay.
Audio engineers judging us from the side of the room.
So, you have one level of exhaustion in the form of a hangover.
Ooh.
So,
what
you're
used to. I want to roll for his girlfriend.
Oh, you want to roll for Uncommon?
Yeah. Okay. How bad is she doing? Oh, 17. She's feeling good.
Damn.
She is a tiefling and not
juicy.
A lightweight like Auriel. So she wakes up, she feels great. It was a great night. She got to dance. She got to hang out with her boyfriend after almost dying before that.
Oh, she get one of those good booze poos in.
Just remember, as Uma would say, please bathe. Alright, so you guys all wake up. I'm assuming that you guys are gonna meet down fairly early in the morning.
I'm waking up extra early so I can knock on his door.
So you're waking up the time that I normally wake up.
On Tucker's door.
On Tucker's door. Okay.
To knock on Tucker's door and be like, "Hey, let's go visit your family."
Not answering that.
You just hear knocking. He hasn't said that yet.
I'm just gonna keep knocking if you're not gonna respond. Yeah. So.
I gotta learn, like, a silent spell, like, area of effect.
So, Fenn, you actually get woken up this time earlier than you normally get woken up by the sound of knocking in the hallway.
Oh. I mean, I guess that's time for me to, like, get up. Be like, alright! And she's a morning person, and I'm not. So she's like, yeah! And then she wakes up, and she's like, yeah, well rested.
She wakes up, she stretches, and she's like, alright, let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm ready to face the day.
Exactly. The exact opposite person of me.
When Demi wakes up, you see your alarm clock and it says like 6:30 a.m. And you're like, oh good, I can sleep more.
Yeah. No, I don't even look. I'm just like, fuck it.
Like,
who cares what time it is?
Light
there's
outside?
10 minutes. Yeah, there's 10 minutes. I got it.
Ariel, you get woken up by this pounding as well with a headache. And this noise is not the greatest.
It starts like going in time with your headache. And you're like, holy shit, is that in my head? Or...
You're really not sure whether it's your brain hurting or sound you're hearing.
I just groan then. I don't do anything.
Uncommon kind of stirs as well. She rolls over and is like, I think they need you. And she like starts to push you out of the bed.
Oh.
Oh.
Please.
She wants to, like, starfish in the middle of the bed. Leave!
So, that's pretty much what she's saying. It's like, get out. I want the warm spot.
Is that, like, butt stuff? Starfishing? That's what I assume.
Wait, so... Okay, yeah, so I go to the door and open it wide open. Without any clothes on.
So you just leave it open. Oh, you just open it, so you just naked and then walk out into the hall.
Oh, God. So, no, I just stand at the door wondering who the fuck is answering the goddamn... Who the fuck is knocking on the door?
So you look down the hall and you see Sato knocking on Tucker's door.
I look at him and I just say, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
I just give you a smile and continue pounding on the door.
Well, you're not the least bit concerned that I'm naked?
No. Okay. Like, if you're just, like, leaning out of the door, I just see your torso, so...
No, I'm, like, out of the hallway.
Up to you. Walked into the hallway, like, Superman pose.
Well, even in that situation, I'm still not terribly concerned.
Anyway, what do you want?
Because that's none of my business.
But that's none of my business.
Yeah, well, what do you want?
I need him.
Then why'd you knock on my door?
I'm not knocking on your door. I've been knocking on this door and only this door.
Then you open your door about this time and are met with the profile naked view of Mario.
No, okay, alright. I'm like putting up hands to like block it. It's like, hey, so we're in public, buddy O'Pallo friend. And I need you to put pants on. That would be really cool. And I'm like looking up and like avoiding. And then you're still knocking on the door, right?
Yep.
Hey, Sato, can you, what are you doing? I don't think he's gonna get up. He never gets up this early.
Well, he's getting up, whether he likes it or not.
Just pick the lock, and I go back in to the, to be to the room to dress.
Oh my god, no. Did you? No, I know what you're doing.
Hold on. Did you do what I think you just did?
BTV is rolling 8-sided dice right now.
It's not that
I did second level, so it's gonna get you.
Oh, no.
No!
Thank God.
What the fuck?
Not me, though.
He drops.
Hold on.
A point within range. I don't have to see it.
How much did you get?
Second level. I've got 36.
That's gonna get Sana? Me, too. And it's gonna get Ariel. Me.
How much health do you have?
31.
31. I have 30.
Yeah, but it goes into ascending order.
I have 22.
Yeah, it goes the lowest amount of health. Person to the higher amount of
I thought people. You could focus it on one person.
Well, you can put it in range. I would have put it just to the front door, basically.
So. This is a very small hallway, and it's like a 30-foot range, so.
Yeah.
So, Ariel, you're there, and then you're actually an elf, so you're immune to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, it wouldn't affect you.
Actually,
so.
I'm a half-elf.
Half-elves...
don't have that.
Yeah, I don't think
half-elves aren't immune to sleep, because half-elves still sleep.
Yep. You don't trance.
I still want to see what I have for those.
You guys. Have...
Because if not, map. Then it's going to put me to sleep, and I'm not into it.
You usually get fucked on that kind of shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
magic cannot put me to sleep. They answer the street.
Really?
Yep.
Mm, so then, Fen, you're the only one.
What?
So, Fen,
worth it.
You just, you're standing there, and all of a sudden, you're just like, huh, I feel really tired. And just thuds to the ground.
As I'm in bed, and I hear, I assume you'll stop knocking at least for a second to see what happened to her.
I'm just gonna be like, because I would be aware that the spell went off, right?
For the purposes of the fact that he's behind the door, probably not. You guys are just immune to it. You don't sleep in that way.
Like,
so.
But we can't feel like the magic happening at all.
It's not like a save.
It's not a save. It's just something where you get really tired and get put to sleep. But you guys don't sleep normally, so it doesn't really matter.
Finn's asleep. Knocking on the door some more.
How long does it last? A minute, right?
Only a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Ariel, what are you going to do?
Like, what the fuck just happened?
You going to start trying to wake her up? Like, get down in a nice crowd?
No!
Start
trying to wake her up?
Swinging your meat channel? I got you, baby!
No. Like, get into that one pose where you have one knee down and then one knee up.
Oh, the Captain Morgan?
And slap her awake?
I'm probably just gonna shout, what the fuck just happened? Someone needs to save her.
I chuckle and I go in back bed. Into
the room. Wow.
I go back in the room to put on some clothes, because it's starting to feel a little drafty.
I chuckle in my bed to know that at least I caused something to happen out
so
there.
So you walk back in the room, sure you start putting on your pants and getting your leather armor back on.
Yeah, just my regular original wear, not my pirate stuff.
the sound of my head. Oh, you're already giving up the pirate just thing?
Like... No, I'm just going to be there.
All right, fair enough. What? So he's getting what ready.
No, you know what? I'm going to keep the hat. I'm going to keep the hat on.
He's keeping the hat. Okay.
Keeping the hat.
What floor are we on?
Second floor.
So all the people downstairs.
Yeah, because I'm fucking heavily armored and yes. I'm huge.
Yes, so, accurate. Yeah,
all the funny. People on the first floor are like,
what the fuck?
Who died?
Yeah.
What just happened? All right, so Sato is going to continue pounding on the door. After about a minute, Fen, you wake up and the very first thing that comes back into view for your eyes is Sato pounding on the door. You look over and you see Ariel is like strapping his armor on. And you're on the floor, and you're really not sure why you're on the floor. You do have a nice streak of drool across the side of your cheek, though.
How dare you?
No drool. This was a magical sleep.
That's you were bad. Also snoring.
Shut
very
up!
Very loudly.
That's all in right, the, fine, that's in the, snores.
That's in the spell description for sleep. You snore very loudly.
No, it, yeah. No it's not.
It's not a hum.
It is in Ryunoji.
It's not okay. A hum. Not just because you're congested, either.
Okay, so, fine, Fen snores.
So, Fen, you wake up. I'm assuming you get up. Anyone gonna go and just kick the door down? And
I open the fucking door.
Alright. BTB, you finally open the door.
Good morning, Tucker.
Sato, I'm imagining Sato is still like pounding on the door even as it's open, just pounding air at this point.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. He sees
yeah?
It. He
what
sees
you,
it
what motion
room.
Is this? What are you doing? Pounding on the door?
He sees an empty room.
For our audio listeners, RC was making a jerk off motion.
Bounce.
Well practiced.
I mean, if the door you just opened up and there's nothing in front of me, I'm just going to give a swift kick to the air in front of me.
You kick air.
So, BTB?
I'm behind the door.
Oh, so you just open the door and there is nothing there.
Yeah.
Ooh, mysterious voice. Pay no attention to the man behind the door.
Don't you have Mage Hand?
Yeah.
Couldn't you have just opened up the
door? No. Let's not worry about it. So
could have just opened it from the bed.
Ariel, you're done putting your armor on. You walk back over.
I don't
and
want
so.
You crawling into bed with me. I don't know. Knows what you're going to do.
So I get into the room and I don't see him. I was like, oh, where the shit's Balthazar?
I'm going to stroll into the room.
Slip out the door. Bye.
Oh, God.
I'm so surprised that BTB didn't go, the breathtaking Balthazar, before slipping out
I was
the
actually
door.
About to.
Ah. And as I see him, like, dashing past me, because I'm dragonborn coming
yes.
by me. Morning, Tucker. Fuck you.
Wait, what?
I'm
going to chase him.
I turned to Fen and just go, wait, what did you just call him?
I'm still, like, gathering myself. I fell on my shield, and it was very uncomfortable. So I'm, like, rubbing my back, like, oh, fuck, dude.
Need a heating pad.
Hot water bottle, please. So.
Lay on
it. Lay on comfortability.
Yeah.
So, Tucker BTB, you guys are down in the lobby, and you see...
Tucker BTB is now how we're going to address them, guys.
Yeah, so...
I'm not. That's way too many syllables.
You have Uma down there, if you remember this old
Thurman?
Crone of a woman.
Does she want to dance?
She's down there. She has, like, a little candle light. She's still in, like, a... Think like a 1930s nightgown.
I say good morning, put my key on her.
Does
head.
She have like the horrendous looking like nightcap too?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
Incredible.
So morning, put key on her head.
She just looks at you very grumpily and angrily for waking
her
up.
Default
so early.
Expression?
Yeah. Yes, accurate. She doesn't have her fake teeth in yet.
Oh,
so
God.
She's just gumming herself.
She's angrily gumming. Oh,
since I know this woman, I just know that it's not going to matter whether I interact with her or not. So that's why I'm choosing to just, like, put key on head, bye.
You always were trouble, Tucker.
Fuck off, old lady.
You walk out and...
I'm going to quickly slap the key on the desk and just follow BTB.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Poking my head in. That guy didn't pay.
So Ariel and Fen, you guys go downstairs...
I just let the old lady that I've never met before know that
that's true.
The tiefling is still up there. She's gonna clock out soon. That's terrible.
Check out.
There we go. Sorry, HB.
She at work.
Anyway,
yeah, right.
She's gonna check
she
out.
She did working put in some work dick. Last night.
So just kind of pay whatever it's supposed to be.
Oh, they already paid your bill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I mean, if she's the one checking out, you don't even have anything to do. You can just leave. So, Fen, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I would just, like, kind of follow everyone else. I'm still, like, rubbing my back, like, oh, fuck.
Right.
And I'm going to be like, oh, thank you so much. Like, sorry for waking you up so early. Just, like, is there, like, a counter or anything?
Yeah, there's a counter.
Okay, so I'm just going to, like, set my key down and be like, thank you. Like, thanks for letting us stay. And then I'm going to walk out.
A bony old hand just slides it back towards her.
That's creepy. All right. Yeah.
So, it was actually like zombie flesh.
No, it's like just nothing on her moves. Arm is just like... You just see something like one of those skeleton arms. And just like comes around it.
Get my grabber.
She is like it's a 900-year-old plus elven woman, so she's old.
Yeah.
I bet she used to be fine, though.
roll for it. See if you would find her attractive. When he was
never. He wasn't even alive. No. Like, she looked the same when he was a little boy.
It's been 45 years. She has not aged a day.
Not at all. She's the same cranky old woman. That
she's
you've known
Bob
your
Barker at this
life.
Point. She's an infinite old.
Somehow timeless, but also fucking old. Yeah.
How quick did it take Drew Carey to turn into Bob Barker? He turned into an infinite old like that.
That's true, yeah.
So the party,
it's just the show.
The party moves out of the inn, and I'm assuming you guys are heading towards the large manor.
I'm gonna wait for him to catch up to me.
So I mean, he's pretty close after you.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna turn to Sato. He's like, dude, can you leave me alone? Why
no?
Can you let me live?
Why are you fucking with me?
Because this is the most pleasure I'm going to get out of the swamp.
Okay. Can we make a deal?
Depends. What's the deal?
When we leave here, we stop this Tucker business.
Can't promise that.
Okay. I will promise it probably will get physical if you don't.
Try me.
I will, and that's what I'm telling you. I don't want to.
I really can't promise anything.
I will humor you for now, is what I'm telling you. You have... Your time is ticking.
How about this? I'll drop it when we're around the group and around your show. But if the opportunity arises, I'm taking it.
Opportunity arises when?
Whenever I see fit.
That's going to be in front of people or at my show.
Exactly.
You just said except for
no,
I know
what
you.
What I mean around your own show, like around all of your minions.
I fucking hate you. Alright, I don't have time for this. It's gonna get physical, so I'll take your offer, but just know mine is still there.
Duly noted, but I care little.
Yeah, I care little also.
Ariel walks up at this point, followed shortly behind by Fen.
Hey, so who's Tucker?
This guy.
What?
Drop it.
Don't drop it.
But I'm not taking it from
that's
you,
his
too.
His actual name. Wait. We just found that out yesterday.
Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, seriously.
What
but
the fuck?
I don't. That's my. That's the old me. This new me. I actually agree with you.
So, hockey, like walks out in the front of the tavern, like carrying a bucket, and he just goes,
"A bucket,
morning, Tucker,
a bucket." That was awesome.
That's what he calls it. It's a bucket.
It says BUKRT on it.
It's a bucket. So he walks out and goes, "Morning, Tucker," and then you see him just pour it out. Onto the ground, and it is absolutely a waste bucker. Turns around, walks back inside.
Ooh,
yikes. Gross.
Yeah, so let's walk around that. So
we need
I went
to levitate quickly.
Let's go say hi to Mom and Dad.
Who the fuck was that?
It's this guy,
old friend of his. But yeah, more importantly, Mom and Dad.
Your parents live here?
No, but. The dragonborn named Tucker.
Oh.
His parents do.
You think I'm the only dragonborn
Wait
named
a minute,
Tucker?
You actually live here?
Yeah, well, I did as a kid.
Did you like put that together? Or
I was drunk at a dance hall when you guys made all these assumptions.
That's
and
fair.
Conclusions.
Assumptions? No, these are facts, my
okay,
friend.
Okay, conclude. Whatever.
He literally got none of this info. He got sloshed and danced. Then we picked him up and put him in a room.
This is all news to me.
Yes.
Yes.
Were you worried when you woke up? Like, in a strange place.
Like, that's like 50% of the day, his mornings.
But like that half second where you didn't know if your girlfriend was there or not, and then you feel a body next to you, you're like, oh no, me? Did I?
No, she was spooning him. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but you don't know who it is.
She was definitely the little spoon, though.
That's true. Yeah.
Ariel is absolutely the little spoon.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Oh yeah, definitely.
Plus with that tail in the way too,
frail tiny spoon.
Point. Even if I wanted to be the big spoon, I wouldn't have been able to.
You just gotta put the tail between your legs like a body pillow.
Or like a dick when you had a stuffed animal, you're like, look, it has a dick. And you're looking. Is that just me?
Yeah, that's
that was
weird.
Just you.
I think like, that's look, just you, Josh. Yeah.
God damn it, Josh.
Teddy you're bears very have, lucky
getting
you
the inside into Tucker.
Teddy bears have the smallest dicks. Like no tail.
Anyway.
So is the party going to go ahead and move on to the...
Absolutely. Yeah.
We call it a party.
I'm just going to pelt BTB with all these different questions about his life as we're walking, because I'm genuinely curious.
Oh, ask a couple questions. I'll let you know when you guys get there.
Okay. So, when did you move? When did you get out of here? Why did you leave?
What?
Look around you.
Look how wide was the question.
You look around to this podunk village in a swamp.
Smells like actual shit.
No, I think that was the waste bucket.
Look around you.
Oh, sorry.
There is a river of turds, basically. Bucker?
Bucker. Bucker, yeah. But, yeah.
So what prompted you to pick Balthazar?
Breathtaking
Balthazar.
You're so defeated. You haven't even
I can't because nobody's letting it go. It's never going to be let go.
Absolutely not.
I appreciate.
I'm Elsa from Frozen now.
As you guys are walking, on your right-hand side, there's now this beautiful wrought iron fence. Beyond that is this very well-cultivated farmland that just has vines growing all over it, and it's a tangle of both just the chaoticness of vines growing wild and very neat rows.
Sounds hilarious. Like fucking scenery.
They're flashing you as you walk by because they've gone wild. Sorry.
That's a me joke. That's some dumb shit I would say. Not
buying
you.
Titties.
Okay, to be fair though, it's October. You're and like, I watched I watched Mean Girls on October 3rd because you're supposed to. And the little kid, Regina's sister, is just watching Girls Gone Wild. And that's where that came from.
Well, thank you for that journey into Demi's train of thought.
Yeah. You're welcome. It's a... Never mind.
So, you get a couple more questions.
Okay. All right.
I'll tell you that...
channeling Josh today.
I didn't pick Balthazar. That was given to me. So, sort of like a rite of passage thing.
Okay.
But I was like, I guess I was 15, but I didn't get the name right away.
Does it have anything to do with Genma?
Who's that?
No.
Or did you meet him after?
Much later.
Oh, okay. So, how did you get into the whole, like, you know, showbiz thing? If this is, you know, where you came from. No offense.
Would you
want to
stay here? Look at this.
It isn't like, what? My opinion doesn't really matter.
Okay,
you know?
let me put it this way. When you were younger, when did you decide you wanted to be whatever shiny thing it is you are?
I didn't really have a choice.
Why not?
Because it's religion.
You had family
tradition.
Yeah, it's a family thing. I was chosen.
Ugh, that's so sad. When did you decide that you wanted to be weird and go in the woods and shoot things?
I didn't get a choice. It was kind of forced out of my home.
Fuck you over here, too. I'm not even talking to you. Okay.
You being sodomized.
I had a gift, so I pursued it. I did not want to stay here.
I mean, that's fair, but, like, of all the things, you know?
You guys are now standing in front of a large wrought iron gate that has a dragon woven into the front of it. Balthazar, you know how to get this to open, and you... basically go up and you blow some of your breath weapon.
No, I don't. I shake it. I'm like, ooh, locked. Seems like it's not going to open.
I mean, The Jessikars at the temple told me that we should go over here. So, I mean, we don't have to. We can. I can just go back to the temple, okay, but they'll probably be...
You open it. So, he just, like,
you're sighed. The only one being nice to me, so I'll fucking be nice to you.
I was genuinely so, curious.
Tucker sighs nice and then you. Opens the gate, yeah. Which he it's blows some of his breath weapon onto a specific spot on it, and then it... opens up. As you walk down the path, you see in front of you this beautiful house. It's somewhere between a mixture of like a Louisiana Cajun house with a giant wraparound porch and pagoda architecture as it moves up. So it's actually a really cool, unique looking building.
So pagoda plantation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Basically.
Accurate. As you move up, you can see that there is a kobold sitting in a rocking chair on the front, just knitting.
It's so tiny.
Right. I remember now.
I love it.
I'm smart sometimes. It's,
were you asking what a kobold
is? Oh, I'll be leading
yes,
them
and then you
up.
Right. Dictate the description.
As
oh, yeah,
you
that's right.
Get closer.
The tiny.
Yeah. As you get closer, Tucker.
Yeah. BTB.
As you get closer, BTB, you recognize this to be Momo, your nanny.
That's so cute. I'll walk up to
wait,
her
I don't know
and,
this, but
and kind of like pat her on the back and be like, morning.
She's rather old at this point, so she kind of looks up at you with these little spectacles and she goes, Tucker, you've gotten so big. And she reaches out for a hug from
I'll
her little
her
rocking
hug.
Chair. And she pulls back, she puts her hands on your cheeks and it's just,
which ones?
Your face cheeks.
So I'm still bent down there. Otherwise, it'd be like perfect.
On your face cheeks.
Just a little microphone right there.
She's just, I missed you so much, I didn't think I was ever going to get to see you again.
Well, you're one of the very few things I appreciate about this place.
She gives another hug directly to your head. He goes, well, your parents are just waking up, let me. And she, like, starts to...
Don't get up. Don't. It's fine. I know where to go.
All right, well, I'll be right here. I need to start something else. And she puts away the thing that she's knitting and, like, picks up a new ball of yarn and, like, immediately, like, looks at you and is kind of checking proportions and then begins yeah. knitting.
Oh. Is it going to be a Crimbus stocking?
You'll see.
You right. have to wear it. You have to wear
oh,
it.
God.
You have to.
There are so many things I, quote, have to wear that I have worn in my life. In my fucking family.
Like all the ugly Christmas sweaters.
Yeah.
Or little hats. Or shirts with my picture on them.
Oh my god.
I have one of them.
I have two, cool. And they fit both of my kids perfectly.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they
yes.
wear
You've
shirts
been telling us about that,
yeah. of little me on them.
That's amazing.
Oh god.
Have you sent them to school in those yet?
No, those are like night shirts.
That's adorable.
Shame shirts that you wear in the dark.
Light does not grace this.
Are your kids wearing another weird-looking kid on them?
It looks kind of like them.
I'll open the door.
Yeah, it's unlocked. You go in and you can hear some noises at the kitchen, and then you all hear some kind of like pretty standard talking that seems to be coming from a room right next to it that BTB, you would know as the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Is it common?
And who is talking?
They're speaking in Draconic. So
sweet.
You would
so
understand it.
I do too.
I'm pretty sure we all understand it.
Yeah, we all
it.
Understand it.
Yeah.
Does everybody understand?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of general, like, morning conversation. What are your plans for the day? Blah, blah, blah. Very mundane.
Whose voices
stuff.
Are they to me?
That would be your mother and father.
Okay, well, I'll go in there.
Mommy and
Daddy. I'm just going to... pat BTB on the back.
Ma and Pa.
Literally grab your wrist and like put it behind your back. Like, leave me alone.
Boys.
This is not
Boys.
About you.
I called you BTB this time.
You didn't say anything. You just said you'd pat me on the back.
Mm-hmm. So.
That was out of game. I don't give a shit what you call me out of game. As much as in game.
As BTB turns the corner, he sees facing him his mother. And a young girl that he doesn't recognize that is also a dragonborn. And then you see, with his back to you, your father. And they're just kind of talking. And she looks up for a second and doesn't really notice anything. And then, like, looks up for a moment again.
Morning, Mom.
Tucker! She immediately, like, gets up with big open arms and rushes over to you and pulls you up into a hug that you cannot escape, no matter how
it's,
hard
I wouldn't try. Escape. It's fine.
Oh my gosh, it is better than a lick of sunshine to see you right now.
Oh, Jesus.
What color are his parents?
The same
color. Wow. Whoa. Wow.
I'm just wondering.
That is so racist,
well,
bro.
Yeah, no, that's, I was more asking about
wow.
the girl.
Whoa. Wow.
BGB, you're bronze, correct?
I thought he was a copper dragonborn.
Yeah, copper. Is it copper? Then yeah. All three of them are copper.
Okay, just wondering.
Wait, what?
See, I was asking about the relation between them. I wasn't trying to be racist.
You just literally said, what color are they?
Yeah.
I could not say something.
You could have said, what dragonborn affinity are they?
Yeah, that's what I was literally, about to say. That.
That's the dirtiest shit that's ever been said on this dork podcast.
Which would you rather me say then?
That's the politically correct way to say it. Okay.
What color are they?
What kind of dragonborn we talking about?
What fucking shit comes out of their mouth?
It's an accurate question.
Fuck, dude. Anyway.
So as embarrassed. You do this, so the other three of you get the first look at the father. He stands up. He stands at 7'8". This is giant of a man, and he's wearing this velvet red smoking jacket with a pipe, and you notice immediately that he has the same flamboyant kind of posture that BTB has.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's and where he gets it.
He simply looks and he goes, God damn it, Tucker. Get in here for a fucking hug. Puts out his arms.
You old bitch. And I give him a hug.
Incredible.
So you still doing all that namby-pamby bullshit with that magic?
You're one to talk, standing here in your little rag of a jacket.
Rag of a jacket. I will have you know that this is genuine velvet from the capital.
Mm-hmm. While the rest
all right, Tucker.
While the rest of your town is in shambles, sit up here high and mighty in your swamp.
The only part that is in shambles are the motherfuckers that don't work for me.
Oh.
He blows on his pipe.
Oh.
Alright, just goes, damn!
Yeah, can you give me some... You got some more?
So... He looks at you like, the fuck you think I am? He walks over. He puts his pipe down on this like little ivory stand that he has and opens up this beautiful ornate box and looks over and he pulls out 5 big, fat, beautiful cigars, closes the box and walks over and he hands one to each of you.
I'll take one. I'll light it up.
Hell awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is the best part of being home, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and he pulls out this gold Zippo lighter, like gold Zippo looking lighter and lights his up and then passes that around to let each of you guys light up your cigars.
You're
and
not smoking?
Then,
no.
Then the not. Obvious mom...
I don't partake in sin.
Are you smoking, Sato?
Oh, absolutely.
So okay. At this point, the mom cigars goes over and has picked up the little girl and walks back over and goes, Tucker, I would like you to meet your little sister, Amanda.
What?
And she just looks... Tucker she's looking and Amanda. At you just amazed. She's like, hi, brother.
How big is she?
She looks like she's about 8, maybe.
How big is a dragonborn at 8? Probably pretty big.
They grow at about the same rate as a human.
Okay. But we are typically bigger.
Yeah. I mean, she's still about 4 feet tall around there, but...
That's a tall 8-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay. I'll give her a hug.
She gives a hug. And like, are you going to take me with you? I want to see your magic show. Show me a magic trick.
Oh my god.
It's like, maybe a little later. I definitely can't take you with me.
And at this point, you can just see that your mother is just brimming with joy right now. She, like, a full smile, all fangs bared. So it's...
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything to eat, or...
Oh, wow.
This is
exactly like when anyone goes home for
a holiday. That's true, though.
Well, I imagine there's like,
hey, mom, dad, I have some laundry I need to do.
Hey,
everyone,
mom,
everyone actually needs their laundry done. Yeah. Is that okay?
I just imagine there being like a moment of silence and then just like, so do you have any food or.
So, should I just go?
As soon as you do that, as soon as you say that, your mother turns and goes, Kutsu, could you bring some more food in here? We got a few guests. You remember Kutsu as your butler from when you were little.
I'm going to ask my dad, so are you just too... Are you just too stingy to hire new help that you have these old people walking around doing shit for you?
Now, I gotta take care of the people that took care of us and took care of you and your brother.
By letting them serve you?
We have a brother, too?
Excuse me, brother?
Brother.
I don't have a brother.
He passed away a while ago in a tragic accident.
I'm very sorry for that.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you can exploit that. Maybe you can have fun. Hey, you want to learn his real name? Fuck you. Don't mind this one. The other two are fine.
So, why don't y'all introduce yourselves to me? I am Theodore Tackmonger, and you lot are...
Hi, I'm Fen, and I stick my hand out.
And he takes your hand. It's a very, very strong grip of a handshake.
The one over here that Tucker's a little mad at is Sato.
Sato?
Yeah, this one's a garbage piece of shit.
Tell us how you really feel.
Ariel.
Hey, Dad, do you have a little shot of something for this one?
You're a drinker, huh?
Most mornings he needs, like, a little hair of the dog.
Oh, me too. All right, I got plenty of things. Oh, really quickly, this is Liana, my wife. Very nice to meet all of you. Very nice. And then you already met little Amanda. And I'm sure we'll see a few others. Oh, Tucker, your cousin's in town. He moved back a little while ago. Liam.
Great.
I know you two never really got along when you was little, but yeah. I was hoping maybe now that you're adults you could let bygones be bygones.
Why?
Because you're an adult.
Yeah. Being an adult has already a lot of shitty things with it. I'm not looking to add another one.
He pushed you in front of a venomous snake. Big fucking deal.
Okay. Want to go for a walk in the woods and we'll see how much of a BFD it is, Ma?
Oh,
she just sighs and just, I'm gonna go get the fucking food. Walks towards the back. So
I'm gonna lean down to Amanda and be like, Mom says fuck a lot more now. I like it.
Theodore walks back in and has this beautiful bottle of sake that has gold leaf on it. Ariel, you recognize this to be a 75-year vintage sake from the capital that you've only seen on the top shelf in a tavern and have never been able to afford before.
I'm going
to
be like, gosh, show off? I just said a shot.
I fucking crane my neck and just go,
he just rubbernecked real
my
hard.
My God. Like,
now, Tucker, what you need to understand is it is a special fucking occasion that you're back home. So, I am bringing out the good shit.
God.
All right.
It's like 9 in the morning, Dad. This is for a drunk. This is not for dinner.
So
there's also an 8-year-old and there's a lot of cussing going around and I'm uncomfortable.
So it's like my house.
So Liana walks back in along with Kutsu, who is this silver kobold that is wearing a very nice suit with a bow tie, walks in very proper, chest puffed out, holding this giant plate of food, and goes over and places it down on the table, and Liana walks over with a few different little sake glasses and places it down on the table. Theodore pops the bottle of sake, which, Ariel, you get just a whiff, and...
Ooh, he's already drunk.
It's a good whiff.
That level of exhaustion just...
goes away, yeah.
He gets that whiff and is immediately drunk again.
And
can't get hungover if you never stop drinking.
He pours the sake, puts the little cork that was in it back in, and then gives a sake glass to each and lifts it up and says, so I propose a toast to Tucker being back to stay.
Well,
goes for the clink.
Well, you're here.
Clink for Tucker.
Clink.
I drink. I don't
ice.
Clink.
And then
I just
I...
drink it.
He waits for the clink.
Oh, I set it down. No, Dad.
He pounds it back and places it down on the table, and his happy, excited demeanor seems to have immediately vanished.
You do this every time, you know.
Well, you are supposed to be coming back here at some point to marry that girl, Tucker.
No, that's your plan.
Excuse me?
My plan.
Marry what girl?
Are you going to finish that shot then?
No. Yes!
Snatch it. R.S. snatches and just... at that point, like, just seeing you, without even looking at you, Theodore, like, just slides the bottle over to Ariel.
Aww. He just leave one more for me.
I pour him a nice shot, and I just drink the bottle.
You classless bitch.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the most expensive liquor you've ever seen. He's like, I drink it from the bottle. Like a basic...
like an alcoholic.
Or that's the thing where...
Oh, like man, actual you can two shots. Like saying, like, the little pour spout, and then you can drink it, like,
yes! Or when you go like two shots, and then like the person you're with, like, oh, you didn't have to get one for me, and you're like, and you just drink both shots.
You're a hobo.
Yes.
I do want to mention to you, BTB, that Kutsu and you were cool, and yeah. He helped you get away with a lot of shit when you were younger. So,
which is why I'm mad that my dad doesn't just have him set up like for with his own little house on the property instead of still making him like be the butler.
Fair enough.
You can get new butlers. This dude did enough for the whole family, and and the old lady, like, she's still, like, out there in front. Like, what is... I guess she's raising this new sister, I would assume.
Probably.
I mean, I feel good that my sister has a cool old nanny, but at the same time, that lady deserves to, like, stop standing up. Old as shit.
I'm afraid she's gonna turn
standing
dust.
Up!
So, yeah, I mean, Momo is old at the same time, now that you know there's a sister. You would rather have no one else helping to raise her, just because you know Momo's good.
Yeah, but then I feel bad for her, I'm telling you.
I understand. So, I mean, he's just kind of standing there, and you can see that he's brimming with pride. He's, like, looking at your robes and all that kind of stuff, and he looks like he's pretty proud of you.
I give him a little fist bump.
He returns it and goes back to arms behind the back, parade rest.
Like, yeah, so I'm not marrying anyone, I'm not staying here, I really appreciate the hospitality, very nice to see all of you, I'm not leaving right away, obviously, although maybe as quickly as I can.
Tucker, Georgette is still in town, and she is still waiting for you.
Well, she better find her a man.
Oh!
Wait, who's Georgette?
You weren't there for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You weren't there for anything. You weren't here in the world.
I'm not here right now. We're being honest.
And then he just takes a huge swig of sake.
He looks and he's like, who's Georgette?
Yeah.
It feels hot. Yeah, that's not happening. She should probably go, you know, wait for a relationship that has some basis in reality.
Cuts back to Arya Tower taking off his armor. What?
Now, Tucker, I recall when you were little having to set up a very nice deal with her father by your request before that whole business with Steven happened.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that you're trusting a child's judgment on who he wants to marry and basing your whole idea of what you should invest with on a child's whim.
I paid the fucking dowry, Balthazar.
Yeah, does that sound smart, though? Like, would you do it now?
I still have drinking at this point. This negative energy is going to fuck me up.
Y'all are really fucking up
my mouth. I mouth Steven to Sato.
Well, you're an adult. I can't make you do shit.
Preach.
You should at least go and explain to her.
Well, I'll talk to her. I mean, it's fine, but it's not going to go anywhere. I wouldn't expect much. Dowry laws are really fucked up. I can't believe you're still, like, doing that kind of stuff. Like, are they still doing that in town?
Not anymore, no.
Oh, yeah.
When you were a kid, yeah.
Seems pretty antiquated, right? Maybe a bad idea that you did that?
God damn it, Tucker. It was your fucking choice!
I know, and I was 12.
He looks frustrated with this whole situation.
Listen, I'm not going to be here very long, and I don't want to argue with you the entire time, if that's possible. especially not in front of these people who are usually assholes to me anytime they learn something new about me. So if we could just keep that at a minimum.
Like, that's any different from your end of the deal here?
That's my job.
Liana pipes up, just like, well, if y'all are gonna keep arguing, why don't we just sit down and fill our mouths with food so we can't be talking any of this nastiness across the table at each other? Sound good?
I second this. That's an amazing idea.
Okay.
And so she sits down and begins to, like, serve out food around the table. And at this point, she actually walks out for a moment, and then you see Momo comes in and actually sits down at the table, which never happened before when you were living here.
That's cool.
And also, Kutsu sits down at the table, and so you guys have a pretty large breakfast.
Family meal.
Yes.
Followed by a lot of uncomfortable silences and staring between Theodore and Tucker.
She's gonna keep eating.
Awkward silence.
He's the only one making it awkward.
The food is lovely.
If you would just shut the fuck up, it would be fine. It was fine when we just had, like, throwing little jabs at each other. That was fun. But now they got real.
Amanda keeps begging you to show her any magic trick.
I'll show her some stuff, like, do some, like, disappearing of, like, maybe a coin or, like, a fork or something, like, mm-hmm. and then reappear behind the ear, little stuff like that.
Do a performance check.
My new special sheet. 14.
She's a little girl, so she's amazed by this, and she's like, my brother's really magic!
Just a lot of hand palming. It's, like, not even real magic.
Just doing basic sleight of hand stuff, and she's like, my brother's magic, he's so cool!
Which, if it was sleight of hand, check, it'd be the same.
Yeah. So. She thinks you're super cool.
Cool.
At this point. That's what you're doing. You're just
that cementing. Feels good. I'll just ignore my father and show tricks to my little sister. It'd be a lot more fun.
So, after the silence kind of goes, Liana starts telling a few stories from when Tucker was a little boy.
Oh, yes.
Is this like getting the baby pictures out?
Yeah, there's like absolutely me naked on a bear suit.
Yes!
Like, ass up.
So, with a little hat on. Nothing else.
The one story that she starts to tell, she passes off to Theodore because it's like, oh, you always tell this one better. So, alright, so back when Tucker was about, say, about 12. This is before I had made the tablets, anything like that. But we were going to this very nice formal event in, what was the place? Bamako? Somewhere up in that area. And Tucker here decided he wanted to drink some of the water from around here before we got on the train to head over there. And he got very sick. And he continued to stay very sick all the way to Bamako. And we got him dressed up in his nice kimono. We went in for the formal dinner. And while we were talking to a potential investor for my tablets.
Again, bring your children on a business trip. Dad makes great decisions.
Shush, I want to know the end of this.
You know damn well we're which also end? Looking at his just daughter tell me which for end. You.
Which end? Is it? Is it
I
both?
Just need to know which
please
end.
Tell me it's both. Is it all three? Four?
After dinner, we're getting up and we're giving our formal goodbyes. And Tucker goes for his little bow. And right as he goes for his little bow, he projectile vomits all over the investor. He just ruins that poor man's kimono.
I mean, you know.
Oh my god.
They make new ones.
Yeah, exactly. And
I know. I had to pay for it.
Uh-huh. He was 12.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
On the bright I'm not side, mad at him. It's a funny story now.
On the bright side, he felt great after that.
Oh no, he kept puking and shitting all the way back home.
Yeah,
he was sick for like 3 weeks.
Nice.
It was not a great time. For Tucker.
Wait, so like...
And Cloaca just stayed open.
Would like me be sitting on like one side of the table and then his family would be sitting on the other side of the
pretty
table?
Pretty much.
Okay, I don't know where he is, but I want to try to like pat him on the back. Just be like, oh, sorry, buddy.
I'd say you're probably next to him.
Okay.
That's
fine. Oh yeah, because you like me.
Yes.
And not, yeah. Gotcha. I'm
definitely not.
Sato's probably on my other side.
Yeah,
I would say, as far as possible. Not
I'm,
even.
I'm like 70% of his impulse control.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning though that Theodore is sitting at the head of the table.
Oh, I'm sure.
Obviously. So, but yeah, he's telling the story. It goes on. They tell a few more embarrassing stories. They bring out a little portrait of both Tucker and his brother when they were little.
Oh, that's just sad.
And so, like, it has that, but it looks, and BTB is wearing the most formal, boring clothing you've ever seen him wear. Like, it's
who are
so
these people?
Opposite. It's like, oh, well, this one right here is Tucker, and the little
Wait,
one...
no, sorry. You mean this guy?
Yeah.
That's him.
That's him.
He's
about 8, 9 around that time.
Breathtaking goals.
I didn't say it.
Just trying.
And then
oh, okay.
And then that
the stop.
His little brother, Steven, may he rest in peace.
Mom, you don't have to keep.
I just like drop my fork and deadpan stare.
Look, I'm sorry that I miss my son.
Yeah, we all miss him. It doesn't mean
apparently
talk about it all the time.
I'd say it's pretty relevant in this situation, son.
Yeah, a situation of a child picture. Yeah. Where you embarrassingly show children pictures.
This is not the most embarrassing one I have. I was trying to be nice.
Okay, you can be nice, then.
I will go get a more embarrassing
put
picture.
Put that one away, even.
All right. Okay. She's like, I'm going to go get the more embarrassing
God
one.
Damn it.
You hear her this time, like, stomping up the stairs quickly. And then you hear what sounds like an attic opening. And she comes down with another painting, and she pulls it off, and it's, like, a 12-year-old Tucker with this, like, big man that's wearing a very flamboyant outfit, and you can see behind it, it says the Magnificent Balthazar behind it. And then you see little Tucker in this, like in these robes holding, like, an oversized magic wand, and...
Wait, so is this, like, the Dread Pirate Roberts thing?
Out of game?
Yeah.
Like, ish, yeah.
Ish? Holy yeah. shit. That's amazing. Like, he was like, oh, gotta go. You're Balthazar now.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'll kill you in the morning. I need to rewatch that. Anyway.
This is Tucker back when he first met the Magnificent Balthazar and started learning all his magic showmanship.
I like your alliteration.
All that so cute stuff.
It's much better.
So that's
it's
where you got better. The name.
No interest in talking about this.
Yeah, he retired somewhere here in town when he finally did retire. He's around somewhere.
Can we go see him?
I mean, I don't remember where he lives anymore. He never really kept in touch with us. It was only Tucker he cared about.
I stare straight at Finn. Do you think maybe the temple will have some sort of log on where he is?
I'm not using the temple for that.
Why not?
Choice.
Because I have class, first of all, and I respect the temple. We're absolutely not using that.
I mean, you could just go ask the temple yourself. They don't know that you're the worst.
Yeah, you're only stumbling drunk at 10 a.m. Oh, do you know where this person's exact address is?
Actually, speaking of which, can I get
it's
you
for
to
business.
Roll a Constitution
save,
Ariel?
That exact same thing on the internet.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a 10.
That's a 10?
That's a 10.
Ooh, and you've been pounding a whole bottle of 50-year-old sake.
Well, I mean, I 75.
Stopped. 75-year-old sake.
I stopped before I got ahead, after the negative vibes were kind of killing my buzz.
So
with the hangover, you were never ahead. You were already behind.
So, yeah, you are back to... you're not exhausted anymore, but you're now considered poisoned.
Wow, okay.
Hey, Sato, if you want to play with poison, you can go have fun with
it. Just
you.
Means
yeah, right?
that you're you have a disadvantage
yeah, so
on attack rolls and ability checks because you're drunk.
Oh, okay.
Poisoned. Cool. Poisoned, drunk, pretty similar things. That's effectively what being drunk is.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I mean, you are poisoning your liver.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're drinking poison for fun.
So I assume that Liana is going to, like, put the picture back or whatever.
Oh, no, that one she oh. like... She takes another, like, painting
oh, no.
down and then puts it back up and is like, I'm going to just leave that right there till you go home.
It's like my grandmother.
Well,
real-life grandmother. Real quick, though, my real-life grandmother, every time she has a photo album, will show it to people and show people my ex-girlfriend from high school and tell them that was the one, remember? Every time.
Yeah.
To whomever really? She's talking to. She's like, remember her? She was the one. I'm like, thanks, Grandma. Yeah, 31 now. Still remember. That was 16 years ago. Where's the time gone? / your mind.
I mean, your dad is still just like, I mean, do you not remember your teenage girlfriend that's still living in town?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I'm visiting my real-life grandparents with this story.
Is it just too real for you?
It's very real.
So, after just a little while, another kobold comes in. You don't actually recognize this kobold. Okay. He's a bronze kobold. He comes in. He has this clipboard, and he has, like, this giant sun hat on. And he walks in and goes, Theodore, I'm here to help you with what we need to do today. And he just kind of looks up and goes, Garubo, I'll be out in 10. Don't worry about it. So he grew it in like, all right, boss, and turns around, walks back outside.
Yep.
Yep,
Bucker.
Get that Bucker. And then we're all good. As everything winds down, Theodore takes his leave from the breakfast table, goes out to start dealing with operations of his plantation for the day. And Liana takes Amanda to go and get her bathed and set up for the day. They just kind of leave you, and now it's just Kutsu sitting down there with you guys.
Cool. I just take a moment to revel in the silence. Feeling good now that everyone's left me alone.
I'm going to take a slightly more relaxed pose in my chair and just, like, kick it slightly back, like, ugh, now I can relax.
Kutsu's still just staring at Tucker, smiling.
No.
What?
He's just happy to see you again.
Like, stop looking at me, man.
Stop staring at me. Making this weird. Doesn't have to be weird.
Mom, he's looking at me.
He's touching me.
Cross the line.
I didn't think I'd ever see you again.
I would agree that I thought the same, but not that I'm hoping to have never seen you again. Just, you know, this place.
I'm still upset you didn't say goodbye.
Well, but I have the chance to now, so...
Goodbye.
You don't look that upset, I'll be honest.
I'm happy to see you again. I thought you were dead.
It's a good thought. Very accurate.
Wait, is this the first time that you've been back, like, since you left?
I came back one time, but it was very shortly after I left, and then I never came back again after, like... It's probably been, like, 20 years, or almost 20 years, yeah.
What?
Last I heard from him was a newspaper clipping about a show of the breathtaking Balthazar. And that was about 10, 15 years ago.
We're still going strong.
Yes, your Carnival of the Eastern Moon.
Yeah.
Right?
It's getting bigger every day. As you can see. Still haven't taught these much, but, you know, they'll learn.
Right.
So, what are you actually doing back? Because I know you, and you wouldn't come back if there wasn't a good reason.
I lean in. We're on a super secret spy mission.
Okay.
That's not.
But you can't tell anybody.
Could I get it from someone who isn't inebriated?
I'm going to grab Fen's arm that has all the signets on it and be like, we're on temple business.
Ah. I just mimic Fen with, like, do little jazz fingers.
I put my hand out for a fist bump from him.
So, the breathtaking Balthazar, why have you returned to our humble village?
You know, I've been hanging out with these people. Most of them are fine.
No, we love you too.
I think you're cool.
Yeah, she's fine.
I very much respect the Justicars and their ways.
So, you know, I have Superman my stuff comes. To do. They have their stuff to do. It started intermingling and... Now we kind of just hang out together and do things together and rode on a train. I own a train now and kind of had to stop here after almost...
talking
to a friend.
Owns a train.
And ended up here after fighting a dragon. And
you fought a dragon.
One. Yeah.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, he wouldn't actually be part of this whole group in the first place if he hadn't blasted the daimyo in the nuts.
Or if I had had my choice. Nuts.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like, full knee to nut contact.
He looks very proud. I hate the fucking daimyo.
Fist bump.
Such a detestable man. Awful policies. Hates kobolds.
We're kind of working for him.
I mean, do what you need to do, but...
It was
either work for him or die.
That's true. He would have.
I kind of want to keep my head exactly where it is.
And yet you still pop off, so I don't know that that's true.
I mean, that seems like the daimyo's MO.
It is. So, you know, just a pit stop here.
Well, I hope you remember to come say goodbye before leaving this
Of course.
I'll make sure he does.
Thank you, Justicar.
And if I don't, goodbye.
Wow. Wow.
Bro. Just kidding.
That's really fucked up. That's coming from me.
Our whole family is fucked up.
Both this one and yours.
Yeah. So right about this moment, Momo, like, holds up and she's holding these two, like, knitted pieces. And she goes, they're done.
That was the fastest knit job anyone in the world has ever done.
She's good.
What is it?
They're horn warmers.
That's incredible.
I'll put them on.
Just put them on.
What color are they?
They are green.
Yay!
And blue.
Yay! So they'll look nice.
So they look good.
Yeah.
I put them on. I'm like, it's not really that cold out.
Well, you're going on a lot of journeys, so.
It's fair. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, I will keep Grandma. Them.
Very safe.
Oh, Tucker. She, like, tries to reach over the table to you, not even close.
Fist bump her open hand.
Yeah, is there anything else that you guys want to say here, or...
Can I give her a hug?
Oh, she'll take a hug, yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
I fucking walk up to her like a goddamn Walmart employee, and I give her a hug.
What?! No.
Another reference I don't get.
Yeah.
You walk up to her like a Walmart employee. So stumbling drunk and hating your own life? Okay, got
nailed
you.
It.
Or looking to your left and saying, cart? And there's no carts.
And then you give her a hug. Ariel.
Yes.
This is the first time you have felt maternal love or affection in probably 100 years.
Which is probably why I'm going to start breaking down.
And once you do, she just pats your back with her scaly hand.
Okay, I'm going to come over and break this shit right up. It's like, okay. It's getting very strange. I need you crying on my nanny. Thank you.
Like, it's my nana, not yours.
Pretty much. That was kind of a jealousy thing.
Bring it in, buddy. Bring it in.
She looks at Ariel. You have a good soul.
I mean...
Might be a good soul. He's still a terrible person.
Don't get me wrong. He has work to do, but he has a good soul.
I'll take your word for it.
He's made a significant change since we met.
Mommy taught me everything I know.
That's true.
Do you want to see a void of cold blackness? Look to your right.
Sato.
Sato shrugs. Well, not entirely wrong.
She just shakes her head in disapproval.
Should be disappointed. I'm not a nice person.
Well, if there's anything that any of you need while you're here, I would be glad to help. Your room is just the way you left it, Tucker.
Yeah, I think I'm good. I didn't die, you know, you don't have to keep it the same.
I suppose your mother and I were always hoping you would come back someday.
Well, glad to see you again.
Very glad to see you too.
Internally, before you die. She looks close, I'm sure.
I mean, this is...
Kobolds don't get that old.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, I mean, Momo is, like, very old on the edge. Kutsu is kind of closer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he's the one talking now, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Well, if any of you need a place to stay, I have plenty of spare rooms in this giant house, so...
That would be amazing.
Well, we just woke up, so we're not going to go to sleep.
Fenora, didn't you go to the temple?
I did. Well, I talked to some Justicars before going into the temple, because it was just kind of...
You actually only went to the guardhouse. The temple and the guardhouse are separate.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's why I was like, no, I didn't go to the temple. I went to some Justicars. Yeah, I was actually wondering, they told me to come here, and that I still don't know why that was a thing.
Maybe they want you to sing a duet with somebody in this house.
It could
I'm not singing.
It could be considering that Theodore is the de facto town leader.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Oh, then yes.
Then yeah, cool.
And he just left.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was trying to ask that before he left, but then Charlie was just like, yeah, no, he did his own thing. I was like, oh, cool, fuck me then.
Right? You could have tried to stop him before he left, but...
to be fair, I did try a couple times, but my voice isn't very loud right now.
That's accurate, so... I apologize for not hearing you.
It's okay.
Anyway, Kutsu, is there something that you need as a group?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, pretty much, we were just going to ask if there's been any, I don't know, shady people other than this one, and I'm pointing at
someone. Hey, I'm not shady.
You're pretty shady, motherfucker. Yeah,
how
anyway,
do you take offense to that?
Yeah, right? That's a compliment. any, like, shady people going by the Eyes of the Dragon? Because that's kind of who we're after right now, and you have a temple, and that's kind of what they've been going after.
You see him thinking very intently.
Oh, jeez. Not too hard, buddy, please.
Don't have an aneurysm.
He keels over.
He has an aneurysm and dies.
There have been a few strange people in the recent months that have come through. There's a new fort that has popped up out in the swamp with some people that wear purple and black robes. There's also a heavily armored dragonborn that came through that was not a Justicar. Odd to see.
And what did this person look like?
I don't remember very well. I never saw the Dragonborn myself, but they had full plate armor and wielding a glaive.
Oh, shit.
Did you, by chance, see where they were going?
That Dragonborn was only in town for 2 days or so.
When?
And that was about a week ago.
A week ago? So, you know, just out of curiosity, where in town did they go?
They stayed at the Cranky Gator and went to visit Monk Florence at the temple, as well as... I think it was Hank Vinerap. BTB?
Yep.
Hank Vinerap is one of your childhood friends.
Okay.
And who is...
Oh, and I believe he also met with Theodore.
He?
Well, I don't know. I never saw it. Just a dragonborn.
Just wondering.
Patriarchal society, you always assume male.
I assume male because this was a giant person.
Oh, so now women can't be giant people. That's not okay with you. I'm just fucking with you, dude.
Don't get pedantic with me, Tucker.
So, just, you know, out of curiosity, where would I find Hank Vinerap?
Oh, he's the foreman at the factory that Theodore runs, just across the street. It doesn't open for another hour or so, but his home's on the other side of the river.
I think I'll just catch him when he comes into work.
Oh, the breathtaking Balthazar. Should I send word to Georgette that you've come
please.
To town?
Oh, please do.
He didn't ask you, asshole. No, that's not what this is about.
Your mother has asked me to do so.
Listen, you can tell her that you did.
And I am agreeing with his mom.
Why don't you tell her that you did and then just not?
Yeah.
You realize that she will be upset with you when she eventually finds out. Because you know your mother will go visit her before you leave.
That's fine.
I don't want to get this dude in trouble.
He won't be in trouble. She'll know it's for me. You're too old to get in trouble anymore.
Are you ever too old to get in trouble?
Not me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well then, I wish you luck and safety. And if you run into trouble... For the love of gods, come get my help.
I don't want to involve you in anything.
Tucker, I am old. You have much more to go for. If I can help you, let me do so.
Okay, I promise.
I have one remaining question. What local herbs do you have around the area?
I mean,
go smoke that herb.
How fucking blasted can I get here?
That depends on what you're looking for.
He's not looking for anything. Don't answer him.
He wants to take off into outer space, bro.
I mean, no, not that kind. Ariel.
Yeah, you medical, better not be.
For medical purposes.
Mm-hmm. What kind are you looking for?
It's
for
medicinal. Medical purposes.
You realize you're talking to the medical person, right? Like,
they're looking for healthy needs.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Jesus healer.
Besides, you don't even know that I have a poisonous kit.
I don't know, but you're asking about herbs and I'm suspicious.
And you have a ranger friend that could probably help you too.
That's true.
You're sloshed, so I ain't getting any help from you right now.
That is also true.
Bread and water, I'll be fine.
I don't know
if
there is shit. He probably has a little notebook where he
that's true.
Get his little moleskin.
There's
out of
tear
his
marks
bag.
On it, like 90% of the time.
It's just emo song lyrics.
Yeah, there's tear marks on it too.
Bunch of Taking Back Sunday and herbs.
Fucking the Smiths.
All that's in there.
No, don't forget
the Black Parade's on there.
The Cure.
It's crossing off one by one.
Yeah.
Like, have you guys ever seen that the little puppet Harry Potter thing? They read a Snape's journal. It's
yeah.
All that shit.
Yeah.
I was okay. Thinking it's like there's like a famous incident where someone looked over Chris Pine's shoulder at a cafe and he had a moleskin and he wrote, "What a sad, strange day it's been." It's my favorite thing.
God damn it. Show
amazing.
Business people are all broken, aren't they?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's why they're in show business.
Yeah. They can never leave. Anyway.
It's a dark void that just consumes all.
Save for Starbucks.
He then says to Sato, "I admit that I don't know much about the local herbs, but perhaps if you speak to Monk Florence, he has a few books on the subject from what I understand."
All right, cool. Thanks.
He then continues talking in Thieves' Cant. "And if I catch you stealing anything."
Oh, no, that's not an issue. Not from his family.
"From anyone in my town."
I didn't know the weather was that interesting.
You came along.
Oh, my God. All right, he's getting singy drunk. We gotta go.
That's fair.
So, the party then, I'm assuming, moves
he's
along.
My favorite now.
Yeah. So, where are you guys going to next?
That's up to them. Whatever.
I'm fine with just staying there.
The worst thing that I could think of to do with them
just happened.
I don't know. So. We could pay Georgette a visit.
Yeah, but I'm not planning on doing that at all. So I at least wanted to see my parents.
Right.
That's fair.
Well, anyways, there's Mr. Thornwrap, but he's not going to be there for an
Vine
hour.
Rap.
Vine Wrap, whatever.
Oh, we could. Well, I want to go.
It's just
the
his name.
First.
Fuck it. It's about the same.
Yeah, I want to go to the
Thorn
temple
Wrap,
first.
Vine Wrap, whatever.
Temple!
Yes.
Okay, so...
Everyone can talk over me, sorry.
The, I'm sorry. The party moves over towards
fuck
the temple.
You.
So the party begins to walk towards the temple, and right as you're getting there, BTB, you notice... Mm. That Georgette is walking up the road towards
I'm
you
gone.
Guys.
Invisibility.
Invisible.
Well, she's walking up the road towards you guys. It's pretty obvious she doesn't recognize you.
That's fine. I'm invisible.
So BTB just immediately goes invisible.
Oh, this is a person
I'm in my
of interest.
Own head.
I don't think that you probably would have
singing.
Even noticed that I was gone, because I would have been
of course
walking.
I'm going to notice that you're
I'm not
gone.
In front of the group.
Make a perception check, motherfucker.
Yeah, I would have just randomly went invisible behind you. You can still hear me walking.
No, that was good.
A perception check? Modify 20.
But why are you turning around? Like, in character, what's the reason?
Because I hear...
No,
does
you
don't. Invisibility doesn't make noise, though.
No, it doesn't.
No.
You still hear my footsteps, too. You have no reason to turn around and look at me.
I would say, realistically, within this case, I'll give it to BTB, so...
I'm not saying you won't ever notice, but you can't just immediately
notice. You won't
notice
right now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you guys turn, you walk up to the doors of the temple, and it's at that point, once you guys all get there, you kind of look around, it's like, wait, where's BTB?
Yo.
Do I still see the person of interest?
You've never noticed her. It's not a person of note, because you don't know who that is.
Yeah.
BTB was the only one that recognized her.
I'm just
going to
stay
not,
this way.
Yeah, it's
although,
not weird to see Dragonborn walking around the city.
Oh, she's a dragonborn.
Most
I
people are here.
Could have figured, but
So,
what color is she?
God damn.
I was making a joke. You don't actually have to tell me. I don't care. Anyway.
Wow.
I don't.
Now you don't care about our heritage?
No. Unless she's gold, I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
Fuck.
Shots fired.
Anyway, we're at the temple.
I'm still singing, by the way.
Still drunkenly singing.
You couldn't you sleep on him?
You hear prayer songs happening from over the wall.
Damn it.
Prayer songs?
Yes, prayer songs.
I try to match it with my singing.
Roll a performance check with disadvantage because you're poisoned.
That's true.
So I'll be invisible for an hour. I'll probably show up when y'all are talking to somebody.
That's like, cocked, but that was
yeah, they're all cocked.
Yeah, they're all...
Oh,
you love cock. Can we just... Oh, a one.
That says nat one. So
that's end of story right there.
Minus one charisma. So, zero.
Zero.
So he's just like drunkenly howling, not thinking that he's totally in with it, but he's not. He's singing Danny Boy and they're doing Gregorian monk chants.
Oh, God.
That's incredible.
I feel so good about being invisible.
So.
Oh, sorry.
Once you start making that noise, one of the Justicars comes and throws the door open and is immediately, you notice that it's Justicar Hue.
Oh, okay.
You recognize Hue. And he's just meeting.
Shh! You should sing with me!
Shh! I'll put my hand over his mouth.
That's what I was gonna do.
Yeah, but nobody knows, so now it's just like smushed.
So yeah, you feel a hand over your mouth now.
I just touch it.
Like, okay, stop.
Just waves you guys in to bring you inside.
I'm so sorry about him. He's kind of... He's our special snowflake.
I need a pharmacist.
You can't. Your face is still smushed.
Once you guys move inside the temple, you can see that there are a few people... here praying, but looking around, unlike any of the other temples you've been in, it looks like it's fortified and ready for a battle. There
yes.
are barricades
yeah.
set up.
My
there
kind
are
of temple.
There are just racks of weapons around, and you can see that there are people that definitely look like they're just farmers. They look, you know, like they're muscular, but not extremely muscular. And
toned.
Sure, toned. And you can see that they all have
cut.
They all have katanas on them. And it looks like the people here are ready for...
They have those little hip muscles that, like, point to your dick.
The Vs? Nah.
Those are the best.
But,
you okay?
Demi, I need those.
You recognize this as a prayer before warriors go into battle.
Oh, shit.
So, it seems like they're expecting something relatively soon.
Oh, shit.
And that's one thing that you notice.
Okay.
So we need to find the monk... What's
you
the
need
name?
To find Florence. Monk Florence, yeah. But we'll have to do that next time, because this is where we will end this episode of Character Flaw.
Snap.
So, where can they find you on social media, guys?
You can find me on Twitter at TristanDimitri7.
You can find me at BT Balthazar, or at What Is Tight, where I have started replying to people, that's tight, and that's all I use.
So if you want to get a reply, that's pretty tight. Is it that's pretty tight, or just that's tight?
At What Is Tight. And then I tell you, that's
tight.
Right. You can find RC at the Cold Twat.
Okay.
And you can find Demi at DemixTheMenace.
And you can find Charles at Dapper Jackal. And until next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.